From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. November is National Peanut Butter Lovers Month, and high consumption and menu versatility are two reasons to celebrate. MorningAgClips.com reports recent USDA data shows per capita consumption of peanut butter reached an unprecedented 4.4 pounds in 2023. Total peanut per capita consumption remains high and stable at 7.7 pounds. NPB President Bob Parker says the entire industry has played a role in achieving these remarkable levels and should be proud. China has approved 18 U.S. beef companies and 12 U.S. pork outlets for exports to China, the first U.S. plants cleared for exports to China in about 10 months. Aaron Borer, U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President, says the approval process was streamlined by the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement and has worked well since implementation in 2020. Borer says the new approvals are a big sigh of relief. An Illinois jury has ruled that several major egg producers conspired to limit the U.S. supply of eggs in order to raise prices in a federal lawsuit originally filed 12 years ago. Several large food manufacturing companies, including Kraft and Kellogg, alleged in the lawsuit filed in 2011 that producers used various means to limit the U.S. domestic supply to increase the price of eggs and egg products during the 2000s. Damages will be decided this week.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.